Recorded live.
Yeah, we might as well get it started and just get the conversation kicked off till we get our co-host on.
Yeah.
But welcome, my two brothers, to another night of the Head of Household Talk Show for the married man and the man in the relationship, yada, yada, yada. Tonight's topic is when family and friends cause problems in your relationship. This is a topic from the ladies called our other end of the spectrum. So we're going to try to get through it and do the best that we can. I want to throw the first question out in reference to friends and marriage. Should your friends change when you get married? And I guess when she wrote the question, she was thinking about change towards the way they view you. Your friends change towards the way they come at you with certain things. Like, you know, asking you to go to happy hour when that's something y'all used to do when you were single, but now that you're married, you know, you got a better half that you got to consult with. You know, do your friends invite you certain places or still come over the house to play Madden when they know you got a wife now and kids or whatever the case may be? You know, I'll just throw that one out there. Should your friends change after you get married?
I don't necessarily know if your friends need to necessarily change, but you need to do a better job of, you know, definitely recognizing how you interact with the friends that you've always had. I mean, you may have to make better choices. I guess the best way to say it is your friends don't necessarily need to change, but you need to change with regards to the decision that you've made now to be in a lifetime commitment with somebody else. It's no longer you just making these decisions and doing things or putting yourself in situations that may be definitely bad situations or ones that create, you know, a sense of lack of ability to have a clear train of thought. So if your friends are going to be your friends, I mean, it's more on you. I mean, you have to be able to just take that stance and just say, you know what, y'all go ahead and get after it, but I'm going to have to bow out.
Mm. Yeah, and I know for me, you know, I got married way super early. So, you know, literally 2 months out of college, you know, we got married. And so we were the first ones to get married out of all of our friends. And
y'all got married right out of college.
Yeah, literally. You know, we graduated in May, got married in 60 days later. So, I mean, literally.
And you all dated all the way through college.
Correct. Yeah, all the way through college. Yeah, and but I mean, so for us, we're, you know, just now marrying off, just recently, just marrying off our last single friend. So, you know, in our case, we were married, and you know, I guess in some respects, our friends really didn't bother us too much. With the whole, you know, oh, you want to go hang out or whatever, because they knew we were married and they knew we were newlyweds. And then it just got to a point where, you know, over time, you know, a lot of time had passed and we hadn't kicked it or whatever. And, you know, literally a lot of time had passed, and then next thing you know, they're getting engaged and they're getting married. And then, you know, us being experienced married folks at that point, we're like, we're not going to bother them, you know, to say, hey, let's go hang out when they're just newly married. And I think it just goes back to your point is that, you know, we have friends, but we really don't spend that much time with them anymore. Because, I mean, when you're married, you got a job and you have a kid or two, you just don't really have the idle time, you know, to just. And it's definitely not spontaneous. You know, I tell everybody, if you don't get on my BlackBerry calendar, it will not happen.
Wow.
You know, it just won't. The spontaneous thing just does not happen because, you know, even the time where I don't have anything on my calendar, the wife doesn't have anything on her calendar, that's time where we cherish. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we don't have anything to do, so I can literally hang out in my pajamas if I want to. I ain't got to entertain anybody. So, you know, even those times where it's not, we don't have anything scheduled, it's literally like that's our scheduled downtime to sort of, you know, regroup and, you know, just have some downtime just from all the running and the hustling and bustling. So, you know, and also to your question, I don't think your question was should your friends change. I think your friends do change. and the relationship changes, I think, as my brother was getting to, but the relationship naturally changes because, you know, I know that when our friends got married, we naturally respected their new union. We didn't try to hang out with them, you know, as they were building their family, and vice versa for us. You know, people didn't really try to hang out with us that much because they knew we were married. So I just think it's just a natural progression into life. And then what you find is that people, you know, people just, you know, get into their own groove and, you know, just going to work and coming home and, you know, tending to the kids or running after the kids with an activity here or there or whatever. And you just get into that groove, and next thing you know, it's been 2 or 3 years that you actually seen your quote unquote friends face to face.
Yeah. You're right, man. You're right. And it, in reference to the single friends that we still have, well, I guess you kind of answered that question.
Yeah, because I don't have any single friends. I mean, literally, we had, you know, all of our friends pretty much that we see on a semi-regular basis. I mean, we just literally the last ones just got married last month.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just like one after another over time. You know, we've been married 11 years, so we've seen a lot of folks, you know, get married. But we were the first to get out there and jump out there. And, you know, so, I mean, we just over time, it's just like, you know, everybody just got picked off, and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, see,
I don't even have any single friends anymore.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm different. I still have quite a few single friends, and I still kick it with them every now and then. I have to get the pass from my wife to be able to do it, but when I do kick it with them, I mean, we get it in. You know, we go out, and sometimes this leads to conversations that, you know, she's like, well, what is a married man doing out past midnight? You know, blah, 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 blah. Just, most of the time what we're doing is we're sitting in some bar chilling and talking. I mean, honestly, it's not about it's not us going out and trying to act like we was back in college or in grad school, you know,
right,
and chasing down girls or trying to act like we mingling. I mean, that's honestly not what it's about. And I think, you know, my single friends respect that point that, you know, when we do go out, it's about us catching up and it being a guy's time for us to really just kick it and just be out. I mean, I'm trying to think that I got a real good friend up here that I've known since the 5 years I've been up here. He's single. So, I mean, every now and then, I'd say maybe like once every 2 months, you know, I get the pass in and I built up enough credits to be able to out there and kick it with him. And I mean, you know, we usually just go and sit at a pub or two with some other people, some other guys, and that's it. I mean, but
yeah,
that's really all it is. It's not about trying to be out there. He does all his chasing women and doing all that stuff on his time. But he knows
yeah,
that that's not me. And if he's going to hang with me, that's not what we're going to do.
For sure.
You know,
yeah,
so, I mean, but yeah, I still got a lot of single friends.
Yeah, and I think you need that face-to-face every now and then. But in lieu of that, you know, what I look forward to is the Tuesday night, you know, because that's, to me, that's like hanging out at the bar, like you said, or hanging out, you know, at the pool hall or, you know, whatever, because everybody's schedule is so busy where this is convenient. You know, I mean, literally, this is the time where, you know, I literally, this is the hangout time with the fellas, you know, and I don't have to go anywhere. You know, I can, when it's done, I'm not out. You know, I can be up, you know, all hours of the night, but my wife knows I'm home. You know, I ain't got to battle the elements or, you know, worry about, you know, something. She ain't got to worry about something happening to me, you know, while I'm out. She knows I'm just downstairs on the phone with my fellows. But, you know, I think the, you know, back to your question, too, is it changes how you deal with your friends, how you interact with your friends. You know, I got friends that I just text message. I ain't talked to them in years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm just like, it's kind of odd, but I mean, literally, we're texting back and forth, and we literally haven't had a conversation like we're doing tonight in years. And so I think it goes back to your question. It changes how you interact and how you deal with your friends.
I'm sitting here thinking, man, I really technically maybe have one of my golf buddies is, and he's going through a divorce now, so. You know, he's not technically single. everybody else is married. And it's kind of funny how it just formulated that way, you know. But the bad part about it is, if my wife is preoccupied with something else, you know what I mean? It's not easy calling up one of your boys that's married and be like, come on, man, let's go out and watch the game. Too much red tape involved.
Yeah.
They might have the kids. They might be with the wife at the mall. They might be cooking, this, that, and the other. But your single partners, they'd be like, come on, let's roll. You see what I'm saying? So for me, it gets a little frustrating when, you know, sometimes I want to go out and watch the game at the bar. You know, and a couple of times, I just go by myself.
And see, you know, that part right there, I think had it not been for this setting, this form that we have, like I would need that. But I don't need that anymore because I have this.
Yeah.
So this ties me over from the times. And I still do enjoy the face-to-face, but like you said, you've got so much, everybody's got so much to do. It's literally, it's hard to get that in, so. And if it's not scheduled, it won't happen. You know what I said earlier, but you know, literally, I don't feel that I need the face to face because I have this. You know, we have this form. You know, when we talk about, you know, just dealing with the friend, that's what, you know, we're doing. You figure now it's actually even better because we have, it's not all the background noise. You know, the game is not on. You know, the kids are put away or whatever. It's a focused, deep, you know, in-depth conversation, which is what we need, and it's not talking about the surface stuff like, did you see the Patriots stomp the Jets last night? I mean, you can talk about that anytime, but this is really in-depth, substantive conversation where it's not the background. Something's going on at the bar. It's, you know, people coming in and out, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, for you, you might have that NFL football package. I don't have it, so I gotta go find it. I gotta find it on somebody's TV somewhere.
Hey, that was my way to get friends over to the house is the NFL package, man. Hey, come on over and watch the game.
Yeah, you're right. Those that just popped in, the topic for the night is when family and friends cause problems in your relationship. And we're just talking about the first question that we talked about is, should your friends change when you get married? And Rodney just made a good point. Good point. So the single friends, you keep them there, but they got to be respectful. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You got to be respectful.
Pretty much.
They come over to the house, they got to have a date. Come over for dinner, they got to have a date. Or no?
I mean, they have to have a date? Oh, go ahead, brother.
No?
Nah, it just depends on what it is, though. I don't think you have to have a date.
Okay. I was just throwing it out there, you know.
Yeah, I think what you do have to have as a respectful friend that's coming over. That your wife respects.
Yeah.
That's not going to come in the house and disrespect your home knowing your kids may be downstairs. Profanity-wise, conversation-wise. So you just got to be careful with that, you know.
Yeah.
But,
you know, when I think about this, it makes me think about the set that I'm drawing a blank on his name. But the comedian did where he was saying it's not necessarily about us having to give up friends for the sake of giving up friends. It's because women really do not want you to have fun anymore unless it's with
them.
And when you think about it, I mean, if your wife wants you to... She wants you to have... No, it wasn't Chris Rock. It's the short dude that did Soul Plane. What's his name?
Kevin Hart. Oh, Kevin Hart.
That's it. Kevin Hart. He said, now that he's, you know, being married, he's like, if your woman calls you when you out with your boys, this guy's night, and every guy's married, but y'all are laughing and having a good time. He said, when you pick the phone up and you laughing, she get upset and be like, all right, you know what, whatever. I'll talk to you later. And when you get back home with her, she's been out of shape that you having fun. And I think sometimes when you think about it, And it was humorous, but at the same time, that is kind of what it's. I don't necessarily think women like us to have fun without them. It's not necessarily meaning that they don't want us to have fun, but they want to be included in everything. So in some aspects, you know, you think about these boys that you've been friends with your entire life. You know their traits. You know their tendencies. You know if they're going to be cussing or not, what the night's going to turn into. So it's like you have to definitively make decisions and say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Or if I am doing this, I got to reel it back at this time because I know once we hit 10, Kurt is going to be crazy and I can't be a part of that. You know, because it's like they essentially, I mean, they want to be in the mix with everything.
And well, you
really
know, they
want to
be in the mix, but you know they also want to be in there playing referee, too.
Right, they want to be in there playing referee, but here's the thing, we probably can't. You know, it's not bothering me if she go out with her girlfriend. I can care less. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to be in that fun.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, she would love to be there every step of the way to know what we're doing. Well, what'd y'all do? Where were y'all? What did y'all do? Who was there? What were y'all talking about? What did y'all get as an appetizer? Are you serious?
I'm going to tell y'all a secret because literally what you just said was imperative because when my wife goes out with her friends or, you know, it's an opportunity to go out with her friends, I'm literally like doing backflips. I'm like, yeah, I watch the kids, you know, go, have fun. Stay out as long as you want. Peace out. Enjoy yourself.
But what's your motive behind it?
This is what I'm going to break down for you is that, you know, one thing about it is that getting her out and about around her, you know, or girlfriends or whoever it may be, you know, conversations are going to come up because I'm a head of household. And, you know, I'm going to say this, but, I mean, literally, conversations are going to come up where such and such man is not doing X or not doing this or he always does this and I don't like it. Whereas my wife isn't, well, my husband doesn't do any of that. Wow. And it's almost like where you put them in a position where they are reflective on how great you are. You know, it's like, man, you know, I really got a good thing at home, man, you know, versus if they're not. If they're sequestered from that, you know, from the chitter chatter from the other ladies, where they're just like, my man don't do this, my man don't do that, you know, literally they don't appreciate, you know, how good that they have, you know. But that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm just like have a good time because they need that as we need that, as I said before.
Right, they do need it.
Wow, that's strong, Rodney.
They do need it.
That's some Jedi mind psychology just now. You just put that down. Most of us want to send them out so we can get our weekend pass lined up.
Right, right. Yeah,
no. I mean, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that because, I mean, literally, I'm literally saying, you know, I don't care who is out there. I can run with the best of the head of households. So it ain't going to be she's not going to be out there complaining about me. She's going to have a good time, and she's going to, you know, she ain't going to be like, are you all right with the kids? Because that's what I do. You know, it's like she ain't even thinking about it. Whereas another lady, I'm like, let me check on him, see if they got the, you know, see if they ate a decent dinner or see if she gave them any vegetables or have they gotten in the bed or ready for bed or all, you know, she ain't got to worry about none of that. So.
Gotcha.
You know, I guess it is a Jedi mind trick, but that's just one of the reasons.
It's a good one, though. I mean, you know, just put her in the company of other women, and hopefully you'll come back looking like a superstar.
There you go. Looking like Tom Brady.
But how can it cause a problem in the relationship?
Friends can cause.
Go ahead.
Come on, let's just call it out, man. Friends cause a lot of problems before the relationship. It's not what you do during the relationship. It's those thoughts from the women that happened before the relationship because she knew how you were when you were hanging with your boys.
Yeah.
At least the majority of them. Now, you know, if you got long-term friends, and so especially if you met somebody in the same city as you,
mm-hmm.
And so you know she knows all about your clique or whatever. And if your boy is single and he's still doing that, it's already a red flag and you're married. But if you both are single, it's still a red flag because she feels that y'all are going to be doing the exact same thing once she turns her back.
I think that's a problem. I have a problem with that. As all of
but
us should.
But that's trust, right?
Yeah, but you not him. You married her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not him. He's not married. I made the commitment. I jumped the broom. I'm married. What makes you think I'm going to run out in the street and lose my mind because I'm hanging out with him?
Right. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, especially if you grew up with him. You've been out there for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's – I mean, it's about trust, but I think it's more about insecurity, their insecurity.
Yeah. I could have grown up with a friend selling dime bags on the corner. He may still be selling dime bags on the corner. So I'm going to go hang out with him, and let's just say I'm this Ivy League type, executive type, but now I'm going to go start selling dime bags on the corner because I'm hanging out with him.
Hey, you might flip that around, though, and say, well, I just don't want you to get caught up, you know, if you drive by that day and you're hanging with him.
Yeah, you know. It's just funny how they put us in back in that category. For no apparent reason.
Right. I think another category that sometimes makes it dicey, too, is when your friends are the opposite gender. Because I got a couple of really good friends that are women.
Yeah.
That I've known for a very long time, you know, and they're not married. You know, so at this point, you know, that sometimes becomes dicey because these are people that I've stayed in contact with through college. You know, high school, grad school, all of this, and it's like now being married, you know, it gets crazy at times because it's like, you know, I get the little comments, oh, you got to talk to your little girlfriend. Well, no.
See,
that's a problem. You know, but I was like, it's not my girlfriend. You have known about her from day one.
Yeah.
Always. Everybody has ever been, any woman that's ever been in my life has known about these two women, I would say girls, but they're women. You know, everybody's grown now. They've known about these women since day one.
Yeah.
And they,
sometimes
they,
jealousy is a mother, man. You know, sometimes they want that same type of relationship with them. How can't you talk to me that same way you talk to them, you know?
Yeah, I've got that too. That too. But it's one of those things where it's like I'm doing that and then some. I didn't marry them.
Exactly.
I didn't marry them, but I did.
Exactly.
You know, and I guess that's the part where sometimes it gets very difficult because it's like, if I wanted to marry them, I would have married them. I mean, I've known them long and I've known you.
I know, man, but I would have a problem if this on the shoe was on the other foot, too, man. There you go.
You would?
Even before me, man, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I just can't see my wife coming around here hanging out, going out, hanging out with some dudes all night, drinking and having fun, laughing.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I wouldn't get that part either. But this is, you know, they're not up here. So most of my interaction with them is on the phone. So it's conversations. You know, but it's one of these things where still that has gotten to a point where, you know, I wouldn't say it got to a point, but at different times, depending on where she is in her mindset, my wife, you know, it get crazy. Well, I'm just like, well, what are you talking about? I mean, this is the same person that came to our wedding was there. Both of them were there. You know, and it's the same person that's come here and has had, when we was back home, visited and was at a conference, stayed at our spot here when they came out here for a conference. Been here. So it's like, what are you, you know, at different points, it just gets crazy. Because these people I grew up with.
Wow.
When I say grew up with, I mean, you think of your boy back to elementary school, fourth grade, third grade, that's what I'm talking about. Grew up with.
Yeah.
I understand that, but I think it's a little bit deeper than that because I think that the women, it's not that she doesn't know her or even him. You know, for example, it's not that she doesn't know who these people are. I think in some respects the women think that, you know, Tony, you shouldn't hang out with the dude that you know sells dime bags and still does. I think
you're right. Yeah,
I think the same respect is that I think that they think that you shouldn't hang out with a single dude. Because what is a single dude going to be at the club? He's going to try to holler. Of course. He's not, I mean.
What if a single dude is your brother? What if a dude is your cousin?
If he's
and they family.
I'm
and they
not hollering. I'm just there.
But see, you know, you got to, come on now. My wife used to say, and this is what she used to say when we were first getting together, that sometimes, you know, I don't trust your friends as far as I can throw them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of reflection on you, because it was like, in my mind, it was like, you don't trust me, and I know I'm about 250. You can't throw me too far. So I got a little offense to that. But
yeah.
Even with family, I mean, we watch Maury all the time with a brother where you just don't leave folks around your wife.
No.
Yeah.
You know, you just had that thing where you just got that itch where your own family members, you're concerned leaving them with your wife in a house by themselves.
But I think that, again, what I was getting to is that I think our wives would like us to use some discretion. And, you know, Tony gave a vivid example. You might not want to ride in the car with that dude that you know is still cussing. I mean, really.
Well,
I mean, you could get hemmed up, and then you'd be on the front page of the local paper. Whatever the case may be, you could have been totally innocent.
Well, the point, yeah, and you're 100%, but the point that I was trying to make is that in our wife's eyes, that probably wouldn't be an issue. Oh, just be careful. But let it be a single dude. It's a whole nother ballgame. Why you got to go hang out with him? They would probably rather us hang out with somebody that used to sell drugs back in the day than a single guy.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm just trying to tell you, man. Than a single guy, because a single guy to them is more of a threat.
Yep, because what has he got on his mind? One thing every time.
One thing. The jump ball.
That's it. Every
jump
time
ball.
Yep.
You know, and then
or that conversation goes different.
But again, like I said, it's not necessarily that your friends got to change, but you have to make the adjustments, and you got to recognize things. You know that if you're going out with this cat, and he's always been one that's going somehow. Get you involved in something. Oh, it's two girls over there, and I just need you to go over there and talk to that one. I'm married, cuz. I can't be doing that.
No, there's no wingman play over here, man. The wingman play is over.
It's over with. That's it. You know you were going hard in the paint by yourself.
But let's flip it around, fellas.
Hey, you don't wave your hand, and I'm cleared out.
That's right. But let's flip the story around. Does your friends change after you get married? Do they not come around as often? Do they not ask you
to go out as often? Hey, T-Town?
Yes, sir.
We touched on that opposite sex thing.
Oh, okay.
We did touch on that opposite sex thing, but I don't really know if we covered that good enough, because I want to throw a question out there. How many brothers on the phone have a male friend that's their wife's male friend? Like your wife had a male friend from way back.
I have a brother on the phone that's my, I mean, he's more my wife's friend than, I mean, we're friends now, right, Pete?
Yep.
But, I mean, you kind of met my wife beforehand, but.
Yep.
And that, you know, now that we're friends, because we boys or whatever, but, I mean, he was my wife's friend, and they, you know, he can still call or whatever. He doesn't. And, you know, honestly, if he was in my area and they were hanging out or whatever, yeah, I'd be like, what's up with that? Now, I respect the brother, you know what I'm saying? And he respects me, and he knows my wife, respects my wife. But I think there's some lines and some boundaries that, you know, that he, I know he wouldn't cross, but if he did, I'd be like, it was, you know, just like we said it earlier, it's the shoe was on the other foot.
Right.
Like, hey, you know, that's, and I'm sure he feels the same way if I was, I know his wife,
you know, I was at his wedding, and me and his wife was kicking it at lunch, going putt-putting or whatever the case may be. He'd be like, whoa, Rodney, I mean, what's going on here, man? You know, I know you're cool, you had a household, but come on.
My wife has a friend like that, where, you know, they were high school friends coming up, trip out, hang out together, whatever. And once we met, we're kind of cool now. So, you know, he's welcome in my house. He's welcome to come over. We trip out when we go down to her family's house, and we'll hang out. And I understand that you know, you got to kind of monitor that at the beginning, but once you feel comfortable around that person that you know, I think it makes it a little easier. But, you know, at first, you know, you still got that guard up, like, man, what's this dude,
what's his story?
He trying to do? What's his story, you know?
Yeah.
Why is he always so lovey-dovey and close up and they tripping out and everything is cool? But once you see it is just strictly friends, and, you know, you let your guard down a little bit. You don't let it all the way down. At least I don't. But
at the same token, with that same guy, I think that, you know, the guy, single or not, the guy should be stand up enough to back off, you know, or to, you know, for it shouldn't even get to a point where you would have to address that, you know, you know, after y'all married, he just say, you know what, I'm going to just have to peel off. You know, I'm not even going to disrespect that guy. He knows me. I've been in this house and welcome in it. But that guy literally said, I'm going to peel back. You know, y'all go ahead and do your thing. We can't kick it like we used to because you're married now, young lady.
What do you mean peel back?
Your husband.
What do you mean by peel back?
You know, just limit the interaction, limit the phone calls, limit the, you know, coming over, limit the lunches or whatever they were doing beforehand. That needs to, you know, that needs to, because I mean, I think that says a lot about that guy. If he was like, you know what, I don't want no, you know, questions or no mysteries or anything. I'm going to just peel back. We can still be friends. You know, I can bring a date if he's not married, or we can come over, my wife comes over, whatever. But then you just change how do you interact with your friends.
You know what you're describing?
What?
You're describing an ex-boyfriend or somebody that tried to hit that didn't just hit it yet. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, man. You done changed the whole conversation around, though.
I'm just saying. Because, look, if it's a genuine friend, it's a genuine friend. Why you got to peel back if it's a friend?
Well, I mean, fellas, y'all know how I feel about, you know, we did a whole show on
Crush Groove.
Friends with the opposite sex, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't have any. I mean, I have friends that are female, but the interactions are limited. The one-on-one time is non-existent, you know, at a maximum. You know, so I mean, I just think that it's boundaries, and I know some of y'all still got, you know, some childhood or college friends that are single that are not of the male species, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, for me, I don't even go that route, you know, and they don't go there with me. They don't say, oh, you know, let's do lunch or whatever. That's not even a question. Huh? Now, you may be different, you know. I just think that when it comes to my wife, I don't want no question. And granted, like the brother said earlier, his wife knows the ladies that he's been friends with for years, and she still don't like it. So I think that in some respects, the women expect us to have some discretion and sort of, you know, peel. I just think there's no friendship, male or female, that literally comes and is allowed to jeopardize our relationship. You know, with me and her, because she comes first. So, there's no female friends that I have had in the past. They get pushed. They're secondary now. I got to work on the priority. So my priority has a problem with, or you know, or I just say they just got to just peel on back and you know, and they should respect it.
I'm gonna tell y'all a funny story, and I guess you guys didn't even know what was going on because I didn't know what was going on. But I've got two male friends just like Pete. And one of them happened to be at the party. the birthday party that I had that, you know, a lot of y'all was at. And and the two ladies that were sitting at the end of the table down there by you, Rodney, are my wife's best friends from forever.
I remember that.
And they were like, so they were asking my wife, so who's the single chick? You know.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read the chat room and keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I did that, but it didn't work.
Okay. There you go. Go ahead.
It's still going on.
Go up one.
I still got feedback.
Go up one.
There we go.
Okay.
Go ahead,
got it. Got it. So anyway, to make a long story short, she told me at the end that they were quizzing my wife about my female friend that was at the party. Right? And she was like, nah, she's cool. We all hung out. She was at the wedding. Nah, she's cool. My wife is defending my female friend to her girls.
Mm.
And they like, nah, that wouldn't be me. I ain't playing
right.
that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the women feel the same way. Like, nah, how can a married man have a single female friend and vice versa?
And Tony, you say that. I didn't know who that woman was. I thought she was like your sister or your cousin or something. Because, I mean, you had the wife on one side and this chick on the other side.
Yeah.
I thought she was a relative. I really did.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was a friend from back in the day. And I tell you, brother, that wouldn't be me. I mean, it wouldn't be me. I would not have had a wife and a friend from way back sitting on one. Wouldn't be me, brother. Wouldn't be me.
You talking about that girl that was sitting across from me?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
See, that would work for me, man. I mean, if she was like 650, 700 pounds on a Haagen Dazs, they make it. Oh, man. Work.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, that's cool because, I mean, you know, as long as everybody knows the boundaries, right?
Yeah.
As long as everybody knows the boundaries, you should be set, though.
Yeah, but again, you know, and you're right. But, again, if it is legitimately somebody grew up with like she was, you know what I mean, that's going to always be there, that's going to been there before my marriage, going to be there. Throughout the marriage, it is what it is. You know, my wife has hung out with her. They cool. They kick it. And that's how, but see, that's how I do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You coming over, you're going to meet the wife. We're all going to go out to eat. We're going to hang out several times.
Right.
It's not, it ain't going to be no mystery woman here.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you see, because I got two. The other one, we all went to homecoming, and we all shared the same room. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, you know, we could, because you go to homecoming, everybody, you know, it's like everybody just get a room. Four
mm-hmm.
people to a room. It is what it is. But, you know, we've all hung out. You know who these people are. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want my wife to tell me, curb that relationship or start acting different towards your friend because we now marry.
Right. And you bring her in the mix. Know who these people are, you bring up the speed and let her make her own opinion. And she's able to judge that there's nothing crazy going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, just like for a conference, stayed at the house, was here.
Yep.
I told some of my boys who were worried about that, but like, you had another woman in the house. In the house. Powering in your shop, she's in the house. And I said, And they were just like, wow. You know, these are cats like from college and stuff, so they ain't grow up. But the ones that grew up with us, they who know her, were like, I know, and they ain't trip. I mean, you know, so it's one of those things where it's just, you just gotta know you, and you gotta bring your wife up to speed. Because here's the thing: if you wanted to do something with her, you would have done it. If she wanted to do something with you, she would have done it by now.
Exactly.
I mean, it would have happened.
I say this, fellas.
Yeah,
I think I just say guess 13 said the Lord was in that
house.
But I just say this: what if like Tony, you know, your wife's friends were asking, "Who is that chick with your husband?" And she was like, "Oh no, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool." What if
you know, she had a bad dream, or what if she just really thought about it, or what if she just came to you and said, you know what, I never really was really, comfortable with her. I know you've introduced me, we've hung out, but I just kind of just went with the flow, but I really don't like y'all's relationship, and, you know, I don't want it to be, you know, as close as it was before we get married. What do you do in that situation? Are you pondering? Are you pondering, you know, do I stay with the friend or do I go with the wife? What's your answer, Pete?
My answer is we got to have a discussion about this because,
yeah.
I mean, this
I'm with you, Pete.
Y'all are funny.
My good friend is better than some dudes that I know.
Yep. And we need to have a talk about this because it's like what brought you to this point? First and foremost, why weren't you honest with me at the beginning? Because that's an issue in itself.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we get to this point where all this is happening? We've hung out, you talked to her, she's come to the wedding, she's come to the house when she was in town for a conference and stayed with us, all this, and now you're not really comfortable. That's a whole other thing that we need to talk about. But the fact is, like, this is a really, we got to have a discussion because I need to know where this is coming from. Did your girls put this foolishness in your mind? Is your mind getting cloudy and your judgment getting cloudy because of something that's all out left field from what you've actually seen and witnessed from your husband? And you need to know who I am.
Yeah, but what if she tried it? You know, she's like, I'm going to just go with this and I'm going to see if it works out. And then, you know, she just never, you know, really got, she just never got really that comfortable the way you're comfortable with her. So you're saying that you're literally going to have a conversation and just tell her that she stinks. Bottom line, she's going to be my friend.
There's
so
another
you
issue,
to, you need to deal with.
There's another issue.
I don't know where it's going to end up, but I definitely know we're going to, I'm going to have a serious.
I got
to pull this out the hat. I mean, it's 10 o'clock, but I got to pull this one out the hat. And this is a small one, but what if that your wife's friend was gay and you knew? Would you let her go? If your wife's friend was gay, would you let your wife go out with that gay friend? Because you kind of be like, oh, he's gay, so I'm not going to I don't have to worry about anything. Go ahead out and have fun. You know, I know y'all going to the mall and going shoe shopping.
Okay, hold on, real quick. A gay dude or a gay chick?
A gay dude.
Oh, okay. A gay dude I don't have a problem with. A gay chick I might have a problem with.
I'm serious. I mean, because, you know, we're here in D.C.
Yeah.
And it's probably all over the world here. You know, your wife might have a gay friend. And they might, you know, he's the substitute for you having to follow your wife to the mall to go shoe shopping.
I don't even know about that.
But that
means
you got to be friendly with them, too. So, I mean, they're not bad people. You just know. Is it like, oh, well, he's gay, I can let my guard down a little bit just because that person is gay?
Again, the guard's not going anywhere because it's still a dude.
Yes, all right.
The guard is not going anywhere. That's not going anywhere. But, I don't know.
I mean, it may be easier to deal with if you had to choose gay or not gay. I think it would be easier to deal with, but. Like he said, you know, it's still a dude. I'm still standing behind the point. If it's a friend, if it's legitimately a friend, it really shouldn't matter.
Really shouldn't matter.
But here's the thing. The honest truth is this. We've talked about this a million times on these calls, and this is what it comes down to. If something's going to jump off, it's going to jump off. It doesn't matter if you sequester yourself all the way up in Alaska on the tip of an iceberg. It's going to find you. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is that, yes, you would like to try to keep people out of your house or in your backyard or out of your situation, yes. But the fact is that we all know that when you go real hard to create these situations where you do prevent, that's when people work even harder to bust out of that prevent and definitely do whatever they were going to do. So the fact is that, I mean, I don't know. You
you just got to be honest. You got to be upfront. You got to talk to people. You got to ask questions. And you got to do what works best for you. That's the bottom line. Now, yes, if my wife were to come up and say, you know what, after all these years, I really wasn't feeling the fact that you asked these and these girls came to the wedding and they were there and did this and this one stayed at the house. All right, yeah, I'm going to be a little distraught because I'm going to be like, wow, how did we go all these years with this and you just now bringing this up? And you've known all this all the time and met him from when back when we was dating and all this stuff and all that. Yeah, I'm going to be a little distraught. But at the same time, I'm going to try to work through it. I'm going to talk to her because this is my wife. The fact is that, yeah, she's first and foremost. But it is one of those things where you would hope that she would know you.
Yeah, let me drop this. Let me drop this. And then we'll get off the gay thing. But if she has a gay male friend, isn't he your replacement in some ways, shape, or form? Because she'd rather have those same conversations and be shoe shopping or whatever with you. So in some ways, he is your replacement. So if you were stepping up to the plate and being that listening ear or whatever she needed, or following her up and down the mall and just talking or whatever, you know, just her just clearing her head, she wouldn't need that gay friend.
But see, the other flip side of that.
We're talking about shoe shopping, though, man.
Right, but that that example is kind of extreme. Because then the other side means that for every straight man that does that means we actually gay.
and we said old friend, man, pre-existing friend, not new gay friend.
Is that she? I mean, she's probably just looking at him as another girlfriend because you know women can poop.
Is that somebody's phone?
That was my phone. Sorry.
Okay.
She's probably just looking at him as another girlfriend, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, women can put a dude in the girlfriend zone. Women is always joking about that too. Though you be moving a couple steps, you in the friend zone, and you just a girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, even as a straight male, and we've all sometimes we made that wrong choice, and we're in the friend zone. They ain't even thinking about you like that.
But using that gay friend is or girl or anybody who is that confident, is a confidant, you know, that person that they go and stress their issues out to. How does that
still a man? He's still a man, you know, even though he's gay.
Yeah, and that's the problem right there. If they're talking to another single man about your marriage issues, that's a problem because he can't really give him any advice, I don't think, unless he's been down that road.
Yeah, because you know how that. My concern about sometimes friends, talking to some other, my wife talking to some other dude about our relationship. You know, they out. Let's say they eat lunch together, and she talks about that relationship and gets so emotional, and then she starts crying once and needs a hug. That's where the issue starts right there. I mean, I know, at one time we was all there, fellas. I mean, let's just call it how it is. I mean, that's how when we were younger, we got some of the women. So we think about that when we now talking about our wife. And, you know, the easiest way to get to a woman is be that listening ear.
Well, let me throw something out there. We all know that misery loves company. And if your wife's got a friend that may be single or may be mad at her man or whatever the case may be, and let's just say, this is a friend that they've had for a long time. Should there be rules in place, and I know this may sound controlling, but should there be rules in place of the people that you all go vent to when you have an issue?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the argument there is when they find out. Because sometimes, you tell your friend and it ends up getting, it loops, it's like a boomerang. It ends up looping back and getting back to the person that you were talking about. Somehow. Like you tell one friend and then in the conversation they had while they were drinking out, they had talked about your business. And all of a sudden, then automatically, they done told their girlfriends. And then the girlfriend had told the other girlfriend, and then it got back to the wife. But by the time it got back to the wife, the story's been done changed 3-4 times.
So who would it be? Like if you had to pick someone to vent to, who would you say, okay, you can vent to your sister, or you can vent to your mother, or you can vent to my mother, but you can't vent to XYZ?
That's even worse.
You gotta stay away from family members. I'm gonna be honest with you. I vent to those two women that I grew up with before I vent to family members.
Yeah.
Because in that aspect, it's like we talked about last week or a couple weeks back. You know, my mom still got to interact with my wife, you know, on different levels. And her loyalty in some aspects all the time is going to be to her son. If not, my mom and I would have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, but with regards to my two friends, they'll just sit down and be like, you know what, you sound real stupid right now. And that's how it's been in life.
Yeah.
Where they can shed that light on it. They're not trying to do the loyalty thing just off of sheer friendship. They're going to give it to me straight up and down. And the positive side to it is the fact that they can give it to me sometimes from a woman's perspective. Be like, look, P, you're saying this, but, you know, this is really what she's thinking. And as a woman, I'm telling you, this is how it is.
Tell them again. Tell them again about the benefit of a female friend.
I'm telling you, can come right at you worried and be like,
tell them again.
But no, this is what I say. If you're in tune with your woman, you can get that female perspective from her.
You right?
Come on
right,
now,
but
we all know this.
It's not
they
only
not in, they not even
on the home front.
Right, so they can't give you what thinking they think they give you. You know, it's like a piano. You hitting that key, but like, I don't think it's right. It's not too right, and they just nod and say, "No, it's good. No, this ain't right." You know, but seriously, so to answer the question, the family thing can get dicey. Because family doesn't forget. They'll hold on to that. And it'll be something, and they'll be like, yep, it's just like 1992. Remember she did such and such? Boom, boom, boom. I told you I didn't like it then. I still don't like it now. And all of that. As a female friend, in my case, can give a respect and be like, look, you know, you sound like an idiot right now. This, you know, she is trying to talk to you about something, and you really need to focus in on this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you this because I know how I feel as a woman, and I'm your friend, and I be and just give it to you. They're not agreeing with me.
Yeah,
you know,
I think.
Go ahead.
I think that the same thing can happen with that female friend that you said that happened with your family. A female friend is documenting, making mental notes. Like, 1992, you know, and you run into the female friend, that can also be dangerous.
But see, you under the impression that every female friend is trying to get you.
Uh-oh. That's exactly what I'm hearing.
That's not what he's thinking. That's what his wife is thinking.
No, and I'm not even saying that. I'll say that. She may not be out to get you today, but you know what?
Come on, man.
That dude P is a good man, and she ain't doing it right. You know, we've been friends since grade school. I know we never jumped it off, but you know what? I can treat him right.
That's
exactly
right. You know, I'm going to catch him at his
weak point.
People
change. I'm talking about people changing. I'm not talking about what's been happening in the past, because the past is the past. You don't know what can happen in the future.
But then the flip side of that, though, is then it means that you don't know who you are, or you're not really prepared to take that on. Because I'm going to tell you, these are my good friends. If they came out of pocket, you better believe I'd have something to say to them. Just like I had something to say to one of my boys if they got out of pocket with something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's not going to change, because I guess the big part here is gender doesn't change the concept of friendship. It doesn't change it. Yeah, there's some things that are kind of dicey, and you might have to, you know, do a little bit more explaining. But the fact is, like, this is a good friend, and there's times that you think about good male friends that you have. Y'all have disagreements. Y'all have fights.
Yep.
You cuss somebody out, maybe not, but at least tell them your mind. Might not talk to them for a month, 2 months, couple days, but you work through it or whatever. It's the same thing that happens with these women.
I agree. Well, on the line, guest 13 says, see, when a man and a woman friends know each other longer than he knows his wife, they can get emotionally with each other. So, and, you know, it's not good. So the emotions kick in. they come emotionally bonded to each other.
They were emotionally bonded to each other, just like two boys that grew up together.
I grew up with you, so of course I'm having an emotional bond with you. We had all the same experiences, life lessons. We were there at the same spots. You know, I helped you with such and such. You helped me here. I mean, that's just life. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be with you or I'm sexually want to do something with you.
Everybody doesn't always have a motive. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah, and I know that's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
Believe me, I'm one of the people that don't believe in anything. It's about 52 locks on every door. And alarm system, gate, camera outside with the stuff on the inside of the house, the seat on every laptop.
Sniper on the roof. You got a sniper on the roof?
I'm not messing around. But the fact is the fact that everybody doesn't have a motive, though.
Everybody doesn't have a motive.
Believe me, I would. They don't have a motive today, but tomorrow they could. They could change. So y'all
right, saying that's
what
I'm saying. And if they do change,
it's possible that they could, their female friend could ever wanna, you know, do the do.
Right.
They listen.
I would confront them just like I would confront one of my friends. Because there are situations. The example that was given earlier about people being D-boys and all that stuff and getting down. I go back home, I can't kick it with these cats. If they get in the car and something happens or whatever, they know that I'm going to be in their ass. Excuse my language about something. And that's just the bottom line because it's like, I got too much to lose now.
Yeah.
I would treat these women that have grown up with me just like I would treat a dude.
Let me flip it around then. What if that female friend that you done grew up with and everything is whatever. But what if she comes out and y'all having a conversation and she just come out and say, you know, I really like you, right?
Huh?
Are you going to still be her friend?
And I'll be like, we grew up? Yeah, I like you too. We grew up that way.
You know, if she comes out and say, you know, I've always really wanted more from this relationship than what it is.
Then I would have to say, you know, this is really going to change now with you coming at me like this.
Exactly.
And I definitely got to, we got to talk about this because this is definitely going to change a lot of things. Because I can't be in a situation where I know that you've expressed something now that's taking it to a different level. And yeah, I might have to do exactly what you said. I got to fall back. I got to take some steps because I don't want to be in a situation where something pops off later or whatever. Then I got to explain to my wife that, yeah, well, she did tell me that. And my wife looked at me and was like, well, she told you and you just dismissed it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That means
but also, I mean, we have some responsibility too for knowing who we call our friends.
That's a good point.
At some point, we got to know who we call our friends. If she's suspect, you know what I'm saying, for flipping like that, then you don't know.
Right. She ain't coming to the wedding.
You ain't coming to the wedding. You ain't coming to the wedding. You got to
crush
on
me. She might be trying to find me
in
the town.
Like, no. We talking about bona fide, always been there, Ace Boon Coon friends.
Yeah.
That there's no shot in life that they're going to come at you with, like, well, you know, I always had a crush on you.
Nope. You're going to do it, you're going to have your back. Yeah, this ain't, what was the name of that movie? With
Boomerang.
Jeff and Sanaa Lathan and.
Hip-hop joint.
Brown sugar.
Yeah. You know what? I've always liked you. No.
All right. I got you. Moving along.
Okay.
Hello? You want me to hear the tone? Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Hey, we didn't have a monkey wrench. I didn't have one. You got one?
No, I don't got one now. I want to move on to the other side. I mean, we talked about friends a lot, but getting advice from your family members.
Yeah.
How does that? You know, you having marital problems. You first person you call is your mom.
I think that in some respects, that you can, but you just have to be careful with how you get that advice and. I think that a brother to a brother can get some solid marital advice. A mother to a daughter can get some solid marital advice. A father to a son can get some solid marital advice. But I think that you just have to be careful, and I think that the risk is to run to the father or the mother or the brother or the sister or whatever when you need marital advice. You just use those folks to get, like, the nuggets, the good stuff, you know, not, you know, well, this happened this week and last week, you know, this happened and last month, this happened and last year, this happened. What do you tell me for last week, last month, and last year? Tell me what would you do in those situations. You don't do it like that. You get, like, more general, you know, advice and not get into too many specifics when it comes to family members. You know, cause I think that it's a fine line, you know, like the brother said earlier, you can get into where, you know, mom will remember what you did to her, you know, her son, you know, back in 92. And then when she come around, it's like, you know, looking at your lady like that. So I do think you can get some general, you know, advice, but when it gets down to specifics, I think you need to take your questions elsewhere.
I mean, all right, so now you got to define what general it is.
I think we have
to
be
you,
careful,
yeah,
of the source. And I know sometimes we wouldn't, you know, and even in our parents, because we know that in some of our parents, you know, have stayed together just because.
Yes.
May not have been love, may have been sleeping in a separate bedroom, may have been doing it just because of the kids, whatever the case may be. I don't really know if I want to bring my problems to you. No disrespect, but that's not the way I want my marriage to run. So if you really disapprove the way they did it, then I wouldn't go to them.
Exactly. Or if your father been married 4 times.
Exactly.
Like, you might not want to get marital advice from him. Yeah, exactly. Good words. Good words.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Or that uncle that's a player. Come on,
right,
man.
That's what I always want to ask.
I mean, so, but, you know, for me, I mean, the beginning of my marriage, that's exactly what I did, you know. Because, you know, I went to my sister and then I went to my mom because that's all I knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I had issues with some girls or whatever, first person I went to was my sister. Which caused, but not me knowing, because I'm just so used to this, at the beginning while we were in our relationship before we got married, I didn't know what the effect was happening once just being younger, too. But I didn't know the effect that it was happening with the wall that kept being built between, you know, my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, and my sister, and then how that wall then went to took a left and started being built for my mom and my sister totally together again. You know, my girlfriend / fiance / wife now.
Yeah, and you basically mixed the mortar for them to build them walls.
Yeah.
And I mean, that wall was solid tight for 8 years through our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
wow.
That rift by me just always going to, you know, my family for advice or issues or even, you know, ask for a little chump of change or here and there, I affected emotionally my wife to the point we had to go see a counselor on it. Almost got divorced over something as crazy as that.
So basically you're running to your sister and your mother contributed to y'all ending up in marital counseling, basically.
Right. So when I realized it, then I was like, well, here we go. So now where else am I going to go? So I started running to my boys. Well, then there goes another wall that's up right there.
Yeah, and I think that, again, goes to what Tony said. You got to know the source because, you know, I mean, for example, me and Tony know your wife, and you know, we talk about some things on here. But I know myself and Tony don't look at your wife any differently. We all got issues, so we're not like, oh, look at her. And I know y'all don't do that with my wife and, you know, vice versa. So I just think you got to know your source where, you know, that number. We're not going to build up any walls and, you know, keep her out of anything. You know, it's just it is what it is. So you gotta know your source, as the brother said earlier.
Well, you know, and this is my source now, you know. This is I love this venue here because, you know, we got men that's all in the same boat. Majority of us are married or friends that we're talking about what we need to talk about, and that's keeping relationships together. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no bias.
Yeah.
And I think that's where your problem comes in with your friends or with your family, is that bias part. That they're going to stay on, because they're your friends and your family, they're going to stay on your side.
Right.
And only listen to what you say and not really see both sides of the fence.
Well, let's add another wrinkle to this whole family situation and talking to them and going to them for advice and all this stuff. Well, what happens in the case where your family member lives in your same household? You know, you have a mother-in-law, or you have a cousin, or sister, or whoever. You have somebody's family member living in your household, so they see when y'all are, you know, maybe on the outs or whatever, or they maybe hear it, and maybe they hear y'all argue, or maybe they see the bill on the kitchen table, which is the reason for the argument, or whatever the case may be. So let's add another dynamic when you have a family member living in, you know, under your same roof. And that's on either side, whether it's your family member or your wife's family member. You know, how does that play out?
That's where they got in there. They got to go.
They got
that's
to
why
go.
They got hotels? What? What? That's why they got hotels? That's what you said?
Hey, you got a brother or sister, they can go to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Big enough for me and my family to live together.
Yeah.
But you got a point there, though, Rodney. I mean, one, if it's your mother-in-law, she's going to always take side with her daughter. And then so you might be in the middle of an argument, and then they want to get in. Maybe they might be trying to stop the argument, but they're making the argument worse due to the fact now you done stepped in on a point that you're trying to make, and now you done messed up the whole point. You done took the focus off the point and put it on you.
Yeah.
And you could get into a, you could have a situation where the mother and daughter are arguing all the time. And then they looking at you like, well, what should we do? She doing this, and they, you know, she did, she said, and all this kind of stuff. Then there you are.
And
giving
you stuck
advice
in the middle.
Them. Yeah.
That's
but if you get the wrong advice, you sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, that's a problem right there. That whole sleeping on the couch thing in front of family, that's a problem.
Oh, because you might have a family member use that couch.
You know,
you might be sleeping in bed, though.
You got
that's
the kid's sleeping bag out, and you sleeping in it in front of family.
In front of your room.
You know.
And then mom would come out like, what are you doing in the hallway?
Your family. You got to leave and cleave.
Yeah, you know. What you doing knocking, trying to get back in your own room?
Well, look, let's be honest. I don't know how many folks in here thinking about getting married or had this issue when you get married, but let's talk about it at the beginning. When you and your wife were setting up your marriage, did anybody, you know, did your mother-in-law or did your mother, did they try to hijack your wedding?
Oh, goodness.
You mean you mean
take
it over?
Yeah, somebody take it over.
I don't know if they
I mean, take it over, man. I mean, just come in and say, no, you should do this, or no, you should do that, and you can just see the frustration on your spouse. To the point where you have to be like, look, Mom, I need you to fall back.
Exactly. I mean, you have to do that, man, because people that way, that headstrong about your relationship, they're probably the same way about their own relationship. You know what I mean? And you've got to curb that, because that is no good for...
Nip it in the bud.
That's no good, man, at all.
But you got to remember, too, folks, that if mama's writing a check...
That is.
You know, it's, I mean, mama's gonna have, she's gonna at least think that she has some say so. And if you really don't want her to, you know, it's that fine line. It's like, mama, I know you're writing a check, but this is my day. You know, this is our
day. Yeah, yeah. Your say so is, do you want to use blue ink or black ink when you write this check? That's it.
And that's it.
Oh man.
But I mean, how many times, you know, how many times is she gonna really work out like that? You know, she's gonna have to get one or two things in.
Yeah. But don't hijack it though.
Yeah.
Don't hijack. Yeah.
Hijack it. Yeah, that's crucial.
Yeah, that's crucial. That's crucial.
Yeah. All
right.
But listen to this one then. Does your extended family, does it have a reflection on how you run your family? The way you were raised? Do you try to use those same principles? Or do you all try to, you know, you and your spouse sit down and say, here's how we're going to do it together?
Extended family.
Yeah, I mean, we call them extended now because you got your own family. I'm talking to the married folks here now. But before you got married, you only knew one way, and that's the way you were raised. Right?
Uh-huh.
So if you get married, is that how, you know, the way you were raised, is that way you're going to say, all right, this is how I want to, this is how we're going to raise our family because this is the way I was raised?
Well, of course you're going to say that. I mean, and she's going to say the same thing. And
but
you
now
have
you got
come,
conflict.
Yeah, I mean, you have to come to a compromise. And I think that, you know, the whole, as Tony said, you know, because I said so, that works sometimes. You know, but most of the time it's a compromise. It's not, well, we're going to do it this way. It's like, well, I'm thinking about, you know, going in this direction or doing it this way. What do you think? Type deal. And that goes over better. And, but it's going to, I mean, your what you bring to the table is, of course, going to come from your childhood and your life experiences, as with hers. So that's where you have to meet in the middle and try to, you know, work out, you know, you respect the differences, as, you know, I always say. Respect each other's differences, because she wasn't raised in your household and vice versa. So it's going to be some differences when it comes to running your household today, you know, when you come together. So.
And again, you still got to be careful again, because the way you were raised may not fly in today's society.
There you go.
It may not fly in your marriage.
Yep.
And if you're trying to push that on somebody and you know it's not right, you know what I mean? As head of the household, you got to make a decision. Well, maybe I'm going to have to eat pie for a minute and, you know, and say, okay, honey, you're right. Let's just try it your way or something.
Yeah.
But you can't keep pushing something that didn't work for your parents.
Right.
Right. And especially if you come from different cultures, it can definitely add additional pieces to the puzzle as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions that are being made and how things are going to go about, because it's something else.
Yeah, speak on it. You got any examples?
Well, yeah, my wife's from the Caribbean, so a lot of her cultures are based off third world cultures and whatnot. And, you know, she is, you know, their whole thing is very extended. So every time there's a holiday or a festival or anything, there's like 7 million people there. So it's never really a legitimate, intimate situation where it's just the core group, you know, like meaning her parents, her sister and husband, and us. It's always 30 other people there that have no, well, in my mind, have no ties to who we are, but they do. They grew up down the street and they knew them and they shared the same, I don't know, whatever. And they've got ties to them. And, you know, it sometimes adds to how things are being done and who we have to respect and pay tribute to on phone calls and how things go through different channels. And it's just like, this is just, it's a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes that factors into how decisions are made and how we should go about things. And that's been one of the things that we've really had to work on with regards to our marriage, is that process. Because for me, I'm just like, look. This is our, you know, our address here. This is how we going to do it.
You're on the committee, right, bro? You're on the committee.
Yeah. But listen, has anybody ever looked at their mom like, you know, gave her the side eye look when you try to discipline your kid and she tries to tell you something different. No, don't do that.
Oh.
And
yes,
you like, hold on.
Lord.
Wait a minute, time out.
Wow, big
question.
You ain't
say this. You ain't say this when I was, you know, this age and I did the same thing. I got knocked out. Now you telling me I'm not supposed to knock out?
Grandparents.
That's the grandchild. Yeah,
just
exactly.
To
you
know, grandparents are soft.
Yeah, they're grandparents now. Exactly. They change.
They soft.
I don't know because, you know, my father's mother, she has a change. She may have got a little older, a little slower, but her mentality is still the same. You mess up, you're getting your AWD, you know what I'm saying? You're getting whooped. Ain't no doubt about that. Hey, look, my grandmother is a ninja. You hear me? My grandmother is a ninja. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Like, she can be clear across the room. Clear the house.
Wow.
Other side of the house, you know how the ninja you had that smoke really go.
Wow, she needs to go on Ninja Warrior.
I'm being serious, man.
Yeah. You hope that they stay that way because most of them get soft.
Yeah.
They let your kids get away with murder when they're over their house for the weekend.
Yep.
Murder.
Get murder. You'd be like, hold on. This didn't go down when I was here. How all this stuff going down now?
Raise my children.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you. These are your kids. I raised my child. You big now.
You know, you
I raised my
that,
child.
I know, but I am your child. And this is part of my seed, which you are part of. I'm expecting the same thing when I leave my kids here. Well, you know, that they get here.
I think that's your mistake right there. You know, if unless you got the ninja grandma, your expectations need to be different. And you need to expect that the grandparents are going to melt, that they're going to run, they're going to stop. You know, for example, the ice cream truck. When the ice cream truck comes down my street, my girls don't move because I told them. I said that's not a wise investment. We can use that same money in your piggy bank. Go to the grocery store and get more ice cream that'll last for a week for the same price as that little popsicle. So they be playing outside. They don't even move. However, when grandma and grandma's outside and they don't move and they're like, oh, y'all don't want the ice cream? And they're just looking at me like, Daddy told us that wasn't a good investment, grandma. And then they'll go in and buy the ice cream. They're like, I'm getting my grandbaby ice cream. Stop over here, ice cream truck. You know, so I mean, it's, you know, that's just an example.
I think with most grandparents, when they become grandparents, that means that them being a parent and raising the child who just had a child, is they in retirement, so they pretty much on easy street. So, you know, they can come, you know, the grandkids can come over, they can tear the house all told to pieces.
Yep.
And then go home.
Right. So, I mean, I can see they on a retirement plan, so, you know, they can do what they do. They carefree. They have done their job by raising you.
There it is.
You know
there
what
it
I'm
is.
That's what my mom said. I raised my child.
That's
this is yours.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to unwind them when they come back.
My
like,
God.
Oh, man, grandma done bought you some ice cream, huh?
Do you try to protect your kids from in-laws or from family members, your own family members that you might think are negative? Or do you allow them to say, you know, you talk to them and say, you know, this is a negative. You know, your uncle is on drugs, but he's a good person. Or do you say, nah, I'm through with him. He can't come to my house. He can't do anything with my family.
Yeah, I think you should definitely guard, you know, who your kids are around. Definitely, that includes family members. And, you don't want your kids to be influenced, you know, to have bad influences on, just like the same way you watch or you're mindful of who they hang out with, who who their circle of friends. You know, you shouldn't just because they, you know, they should know Uncle Charlie or whoever it is, but, you know, you wouldn't leave them and run to the mall if you know Uncle Charlie's a heroin addict and you
right.
got a 5-year-old. You know what
right.
I mean? You have to use some discretion. You know, yes, they need to know who these people are, but, you know, you might visit Uncle Charlie for, you know, just stopping through. Hey, Uncle Charlie, we're just here for a couple minutes. We're just going to keep it moving. Just once you see the baby, holler at you. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to use some discretion with that.
I mean, my thing is, you know, I think it is important in some form or fashion that if you do have, you know, a crackhead in your family, and I believe everybody probably have one, or got somebody that, you know, people don't really, you know, in the family don't really consider them, you know, they're pretty much a couple of eggs short of a dozen. And I think it's pretty good, not in the fact of influencing the children, but it's good to see how they react to stuff, being as though that eventually the child will be on their own. You know what I'm saying? So they'll know how to handle that situation by themselves. That's what discipline is all about. You know, that's what discipline is all about. Discipline is what you do when people ain't looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if your parents are looking at you, of course you're going to do the right thing, but are you going to do the right thing when your parents ain't looking?
Mm.
See what I'm saying? So, yeah, bring them around. Well, of course you got to monitor, the, you know, that particular person, you know, that alcohol, that go, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you may even have to check them.
Yeah.
But and let the kids see you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because all they doing is learning. And then you explain to them why it had to be done. You know what I'm saying? So, it's good. I mean, family is family. Regardless of what's going on, regardless, everybody got problems and issues, man. Everybody does. You know, it ain't a guy on his telephone now that ain't got some skeletons in the closet. You know,
right.
that, you know, but you know, keep them bones in the closet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, so you got to keep your kids, you know, keep your kids in perspective. You can't hide them from anything. You cannot. We had a discussion last week about, you know, church girls and church boys. You know what I'm saying? They've been sheltered all their life, but just as soon as they go to college and they get, you know, their parents ain't looking at them, they get buck wild. Because their parents ain't, you know, they ain't around, they ain't, you know, hawking on them, stalking on them, or whatever the case may be. You can't check in, this, that, and the third. They gonna do whatever. That's, you know, that's where the discipline lacks. You gotta show them discipline. That's real. So, yeah, bring old crackhead Joe around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I got a question.
You know, it'd be like, yeah, you see how he act. That's what you. That's how you want to be if you start smoking crack. I don't know. I want to be like him. You see what I'm saying?
That's like a scared straight lesson, huh? Goes me, Uncle Charlie.
Hey, fear is a great motivator. Believe that.
Fear is a great motivator. Is fear and family the best interest in your household? You know, does family always have the best interest in your household?
They shouldn't.
No, I'm sorry. I heard you wrong. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, why? I mean, why would you think that they shouldn't have?
No, they should have the best interest of your household.
Right.
But they don't.
All the time.
The key phrase is that's your household.
Yes.
Right. Is it because they probably don't? They try to do their best to, you know, kind of analyze what's going on in your household, and then they try to help, but really don't know. So they end up making the situation worse.
I think that we have to be mindful of the fact that sometimes our spouse is viewed as the intruder, and what I mean by the intruder is you used to be someone's son, you used to be someone's brother, someone's cousin, now you're someone's spouse. You see what I'm saying? And you are no longer in the same capacity of that family that you were back then. So they may be hating on the fact that, well, you know, he's all married up now and, you know, we can't do the things we used to do and he's got to check with his wife and everything. So that may cause an issue with your family. That's why the conflict may arise.
Mm-hmm. Good words, good words.
Mm. Wow, good words.
Man, I want to talk about that workplace.
You want to talk about that workplace?
I want to talk about that workplace.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, how that workplace could really cause some major damage to your marriage.
Just like Facebook.
Oh, my God. Yes, Facebook. Say it.
Because pretty much, I think someone, either me or somebody said it before, you know, when you allow the world to come into your house, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
So when you invite the workplace into your home, not necessarily them walking into your house, when you start telling what's going on inside your house, you understand what I'm saying? You invite trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You invite trouble.
And you could be competing. You could be competing with one of your wife's coworkers and don't even know it. And she don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you're going to have to explain that one.
And she don't even know.
Compete with somebody that both of y'all don't know.
I'm getting ready to go deep.
I'm listening.
I'm Titanic deep. Let's just say you doing your thing. You supporting the family. You doing the best that you can do. And there's this coworker that's just getting it. Dressing good, friendly, taking care of his business, making money, very successful, blah, 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 type role model type cat for the workplace. Your wife notices. She ain't going to say nothing. She's not going to probably give it a second thought. But she may notice how this one particular individual is handling his business. And in the back of her mind, she'd be like, yeah, you know, I wish such and such would handle his business that way.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-oh. There you go.
without even thinking that she's got a subliminal competition with this dude and her own husband.
That's right.
Deep.
Hello.
That's Titanic right there, y'all.
Deep line. That's Deep Space Nine right there.
Ready to get
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's cause and effect right there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's other ways that the workplace, you know, can cause issues. Because, like I think I said before, I got female coworkers that will come to work talking about their husband.
Yeah.
When he's not doing.
Yeah, buddy.
You see what I'm saying?
And then when you see that dude, you just like kind of just shake your head because they done just crashed the dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And we forget that there's always two sides to a story.
Correct.
Yes, we do.
Some people paint a pretty picture of themselves, man. It makes the other person look like mud.
Yep.
But then when you find out the real deal, you're like, oh, he's doing what he's supposed to do. She's the one tripping.
Yeah.
But she don't realize is when she's talking to her husband in the workplace, she ain't doing
yeah.
talking to herself at the same time.
Exactly. But those are the ones that are usually the ones that are tripping. Because if you're putting your business in the street like that, if you're putting your business out there to anybody that'll listen, there's got to be something wrong with you.
That's right. Now,
if you're going to point the finger all the time, you ain't looking in the mirror yourself.
You ain't looking in that mirror.
Now, I ain't condoning, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, a little bit of positive stuff that may help somebody else in the workplace in their home. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole different story. But when you straight bashing, you know, your husband or wife or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, with your coworkers and you have like a, you know, your work may have like a little Christmas party or outing or something like that, blah, 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 blah. And as soon as, you know, your coworkers meet your wife or your husband, it's like they already know about you before you even open your mouth to speak.
Ooh. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't even, you know what I'm saying? So you don't even have a chance.
Yeah.
Right. And then how can you trust and believe what that person says?
Exactly.
That's true fact.
Mm.
So now you're passing judgment on something that you know, it's a false prophet.
Yep. Yo, sir.
Wow. Now, don't get me twisted, man. I'm a trucker, so, you know, I can get on the CB and, you know, it'd be guys trashing their wives and this, that, and the third on here. And, you know, of course, there is a slim chance that I will ever meet their wives, but the point's still the same. If he's on the CB talking about his wife like that, that means he at home talking about his wife to his friends. And, you know, he may have one of those friends that, you know, may take a liking to his wife.
Now you got issues.
And I think with that, we have to be careful of, remember, this is to the folks that's married. I mean, this is the same lady that carries your last name.
Yep.
And we have to be mindful when if anything, that's your queen. We should be building her up, you know, whenever we're talking about her, not tearing her down so that when she steps into the room or steps into the workplace or steps into wherever, and they're like, yeah, we just know all about you because your husband just trashed you, you know what I mean,
right.
Just trashed you every day. So, I mean, we have to be mindful of that. And on the flip side, we have to be doing our thing, whereas we can be, you know, happily send our wives off or our ladies off to their workplace or wherever they go. And our stuff is so tight that, you know, you're not going to have a whole bunch of negative stuff to say about me, you know, because I'm doing my thing, you know. So we have to make sure that, you know, our stuff is straight on our side so you don't give them a whole bunch of fodder, you know, to talk about, you know, you, what you ain't doing, you know.
Now, that might backfire, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, that might backfire because let's say your wife is at her workplace and you on point, you doing your thing, you're sharp. You know what I'm saying? Good husband, good father, you know what I'm saying? Bills are paid, money being stacked, blah, 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 blah. Everything is going well. And your wife may be talking to her girlfriend, coworker, or whatever, or a group of girls for that matter, and say that your husband, you know, her husband is doing good and da 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 da. You get a standard third, but see, women are conniving like that. Well, some of them, I'll say, not all of them.
Yeah, but that don't make me know. Never mind. You know, I can be flattered.
No doubt. But see, that is man's weakness right there too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but. I mean, if she builds me up so well that if you got her, you know, she literally, on the flip side, when I walk in the room, they're like, oh, we got to meet this guy. Because she done built him up to be this guy. They just waiting to meet this guy. And, I mean, if they, it's flattering if they do fall for you, but, you know, I tell them, I say, window shop, but you can't take me home. You know, because, I mean, it just ain't happening. But, I mean, that again, that comes back to us. You know, what we're going to do in that situation, if they like, oh, you know, you got the greatest. I wish I had him. It's like, whatever. You can't have me, so get out of my face.
Yeah, and I think you said something really big in reference to sending your wife off, you know, on cloud nine because, you know, I mean, just you got to think about it, man. If you got a halfway attractive wife, a very attractive wife, whatever the case may be, coworkers are going to be hollering or trying, sending little subliminal messages to your wife, whatever, because they don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing about you. They want to see where she at. Because if she'll go, they'll go. You know, and she's got to be strong, man, because it's going to be coming. It's going to be coming. And they got to figure out a way to send off those signals. It ain't going to happen. You know, but if we slipping at home, you know, I mean, just imagine, see, they get more opportunities, I would think, than we do as men. I mean, I could be wrong. Some guys get it all day long. I'm not one of them. You know, but some women get opportunities all day long. And if something's going on in the household, you know, I think it might make it a little bit harder for them to stay focused. I mean, you know, but I could be wrong.
Exactly right, brother. And that goes back to what we said earlier. You know, if you rewind what we talked about earlier, is that when you send your lady off just to hang out with her girlfriends, no matter where she goes, she should have nothing but praise in her mouth when it comes to you, as long as you're keeping your stuff tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I can
you ain't got to worry. You know, you send her anywhere, she's going to talk. Oh, man, I got the greatest. My husband, oh, your husband don't do that?
Yeah.
Hey, my husband do that, you know, with one arm tied behind his back.
Yeah. You got supervisors your wife got to worry about. You got the boss. You got the dude in the mailroom. You know what I mean? You got the coworker, the same job title person. Hey, you need some help today. Maybe we need to work later on, get this assignment done. Maybe we need to work late, whatever the case may be. Or maybe let me walk you downstairs. I see you walking by yourself. Let me walk you to your car. All of that.
Yep. And the customer. You forgot that you left out the customer.
And the customer.
In.
Right.
Yeah.
And the customer coming
in
to see the ring that don't care.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife was in retail all the time, and it was always daily.
Mine is in retail right now, and I know it's daily.
Right, good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ain't got to worry, Lauren. You know, your stuff is tight, so it's like, yeah, go ahead out there.
Yeah.
Have a good day, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. You got me, you know, I mean, we got to stay on top of it. I mean, and it's still not 100%.
And you,
because they're human.
Yeah, yeah. But you know that. Your stuff is tight. If Denzel walk in the joint, or whoever, you know, her fantasy or whatever the case may be, and he's trying to holler, and she's like, no. Dang, you know, I'm flattered, Denzel, but I got to head a household at home. I mean, just like that. You know your stuff is tight. And that's how tight your stuff should be, where you can allow Denzel to holler at your wife. Say, Denzel, go ahead and holler at her. She ain't going nowhere, bro.
Yeah.
I got this thing locked over here. Go ahead and holler at her. Do what you do. Smile with your pretty teeth. Do what you do. You know, act. Do what you do, bro. She ain't going nowhere.
Kid Colgate got on me. No, I'm just playing.
Good word.
Good word.
That is right. That is right. What you got, P-Town? Anything?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, this is a good conversation. I want to just thank everybody for coming on.
Yeah.
But let's keep it moving. I mean, we talked about the past judgments. We talked about what about the your friends deceiving, manipulating the spouse.
Her friend?
I'm being
Yeah, that's no good.
You know, I mean, we talked about being manipulative in a lot of different things. Inside the marriage, and now we're talking outside the marriage, just doing things to affect your marriage because your marriage is so good.
Yeah, but I think that goes back to what we said earlier. You gotta know your friends, and if you call them a friend, then I hope that you wouldn't call somebody who's manipulative a friend. And you know they're manipulative, so I mean you cut them off anyway.
But Rodney, what if it's not your friend? What if it's her friend?
You tell her to cut them off. So if she's manipulative, get her, you know, cut her off.
And
I don't
she
care
should
how
do it.
You know.
It
and
she
should
do
it.
Do it. You know why she should do it? Because I said so.
Ooh,
I heard that right.
Spoken like a true head of household. That's our slogan. Because I said so.
So why have friends and family at all that we know that's just going to affect the marriage? I mean, I think we got to do a better job of saying, I would move. Is it easier to move yourself away from family and friends when you're married?
Yeah, you just tell them. I mean, you got to articulate it. It's all about communication, what we talk about all the time. And you got to put it out there, say, you know, stay out of my business. You know, this is my thing,
my
doing this, and it's
mouth.
Bottom line.
Yeah,
but you know it ain't that easy to tell your mama that.
It's
I know
not
it
easy,
wasn't for me. I'm saying it wasn't for me. I'm being honest with you. It was, when I had to do mine, I think that was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life.
But you did it.
It's hard. But
I did
it. Exactly.
But you did it.
Yep.
It may have been 8 years too late. It may have been 8 years too late, but you did it.
But
right.
It took you 8 years to do it.
Man,
it took me 8 years, and we on going on number 13. So you know I'm good.
Exactly, and you didn't. You know, you still got your marriage didn't dissolve because of it. You know,
no, it actually got better.
Yeah. We'll see. And see, that's the foundation that we stand on these calls right here, just what you said, whether you realize it or not. It took you some years to do it, but ultimately it was you that had to do it.
Yep.
Because you the head of that thing.
Yep.
Because it wasn't going to happen. Let's just say you didn't do it. You would still have turmoil today because it's just not going to fix itself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you said, okay, I'm the head of this thing. I'm going to fix it and let it forever be fixed.
And then when I fixed it, then they came back around because I had to do mom and my sister. But they came back around and they had one-on-ones with my wife and they squashed whatever beef right then.
Yep.
And it was shocking because I wasn't prepared for it, you know?
They was waiting for you to do it all along. They, you know why?
They was waiting for me to do it all along. They was waiting for me to step
all
up.
Along. Because they said as long as he all right with it, we just going to run with the way it is. If he ain't said nothing, then nothing's probably wrong.
And you better be grateful that your wife stayed with you.
Yeah.
Because she could have walked.
Yeah.
I got a Christian brother of mine who is going through the same thing we talking about, man. You know, he met this lady, they are a wonderful couple that just had a son. And her mother, you know, she got a boatload of money on her husband, da 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 da, you know, so she got those. And she's very aggressive. I mean, she won't, you know, force you to do anything, but she can do it with her words. She's very aggressive. She's a very aggressive woman. And they built the house, you know, new development or whatever. They built their house right behind her house. So all she got to do, you see what I'm saying? All she got to do is walk across the backyard.
Wow.
And it, hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
Okay. But, you know, they went to counseling, and, you know, the pastor told them, no problem, it's going to be your mother. You know what I'm saying? And it took them maybe 3 months after they got married to finally sit down and talk. Like, this is my house. This is, you know, my rules apply here. Can't just keep. And the thing is, she helped pay for the closing of the house. So she thinks she can just walk in there anytime she wants to, and it ain't like that. It don't supposed to be, you helped out, thank you very much, but this is my house. I paid for it. And she couldn't get that through her head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it took them a while, but they finally got through, man. I mean, I was praying with them too, man. I mean, good couple. They just started on their journey, got their first kid. They probably working on kid number two. You know what I'm saying?
Did you tell them about us? You tell them about coming here on Tuesday?
Matter of fact, just send them this link so they can listen to this talk.
Mm-hmm.
I told you know what I'm saying. I told all my guys, you know what I'm saying. You know about it. You know. Of course, some of them, you know, just ain't rough and tough, whatever. That's the question.
We know about that.
Nah,
we know.
Whatever, man. I got another brother of mine, but he just got off work, man. So he already in the bed. So he said he'll catch you next Tuesday. But I'm spreading the word out, though.
Yeah, that's what's up. Because, I mean, they can listen to it, too. You know, they can listen to this episode. But, you know, the bottom line, fellas, is, you know, as they say, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And that is what it is. So you just got to work it out. And as the brother said, you got
to. You can. You can when you get married.
Yeah, you got.
You can choose them when you get married.
Yeah.
Once you're grown, you can choose anybody you want, I believe.
And once you're grown, you can pick the roll with some and cut some off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, it's 11 o'clock, fellas.
Good words.
It's 11 o'clock, man, and I think we did it.
Yeah.
We knocked another one out the park. I think with this topic here, everybody has gone through it in some type of way, or maybe going through it, or have a friend that's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and we do appreciate all y'all coming on each week, because I think we all get something out of it, or we get something out of yours that we may be getting, you know, have some type of affection to that is part of our relationship and with our own spouses, just because you said it and you're like, oh, you know, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
But if there's anything else about family, friends we want to talk about, we can talk about this time, or we can go ahead on and stop and hit that open mic.
Yeah, do that.
You ready to hit that open mic?
Going once,
oh,
going twice,
right.
going three
well,
times.
Hold on before you...